Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
Oh, no. We have a recall of Coca-Cola products. This is sad news in my life. Coca-Cola has recalled a limited amount of one of their popular products, Coke Zero, which I am a fan of, Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. I mean, hello, I have a can right here next to me, as you know, so I can drink something in the break room. But apparently, this could pose a risk to certain consumers. They have shipped out Coca-Cola Zero Christmas packages with Coca-Cola Zero in them. However, regular Coca-Cola is in some of the boxes. So you could be drinking the wrong soda. You wouldn't know it was in the Christmas packaging, and you took it out of the box and it would be Coca-Cola non-zero sugar, and you wouldn't say to yourself, hey, this isn't right. So they're recalling it. So just be careful out there, okay? There's the multi-packs with the Christmas cardboard could be wrong. So, you have no idea how bad I want one of those boxes that says Coca-Cola Zero Sugar with Santa Claus on it that has the real Coca-Cola in it. Because, I mean, I don't want to drink it because it could harm me. But I do want the container. But if you're one of the people that could be harmed by not knowing that the can is Coca-Cola regular and not Coca-Cola Zero Sugar coming out of the Coca-Cola Zero Sugar packaging, well, take it back immediately. Whatever you do, take it back. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. So we got some news from the television program Today with Hoda and Jenna. And I usually don't catch it live. I record it and watch it later, and so I don't have, you know, I don't have the direct live version of Today with Hoda and Jenna. But apparently we found out on Wednesday's episode, if you're listening live today, as it is Friday the 18th of November 2022, we found out on Wednesday's episode of Today with Hoda and Jenna that Jenna Bush Hager doesn't wear any underwear. And I just want to let you know that if you're watching the show, you know now that Jenna Bush Hager does not wear underwear and just goes commando on the show. Apparently, Jenna Bush Hager and Hoda were changing clothes in the same room. NBC's cut back, man. Today show. Yeah, you guys got to change clothes. You got to do it in the same room. You don't have your own dressing room. Okay. Apparently that's when Hoda discovered, hey, you're not wearing any underwear. Now, I'm not opposed to finding out that she doesn't wear any underwear. I'm not opposed to being, I would never be in the same dressing room. How dare me even think about that? That would just be wrong. But apparently she loves going commando. And she says that, that's my choice. And, it helps with traveling. It's less to pack. You don't have to pack your... Because you know how much room underwear takes up. Man, you just could barely get things in the suitcase when you have to bring underwear along. And she also said that she likes the lines that it brings with the dresses. You don't have the underwear lines in the dresses. So good for Jenna Bush Hager and not going out there into the world with underwear. Appreciate it. It's good. You know, more and more people are just happy. We played What's Her Face, the actress, not long ago, that was all proud about not wearing underwear. So go commando and be proud of it, damn it. I think that could be the motto of today's show. Go commando and be proud of it. Just going to leave it right there. And if you live in San Francisco, now's the time for you to become trans. Just saying. Why not? The mayor, London Breed, announced that the city is now going to begin accepting applications for the Guaranteed Income for Trans People, the GIFT program, G-I-F-T program. The program is exclusive to transgender residents of the city and led by the Transgender District, a neighborhood of the city for transgender people. So now they're all just living together. That's their neighborhood. You can't live there if you're not trans. So it's going to give 55 transgender residents $1,200 a month just for being trans. Now, the program, the gift program, I guess, is only now. I mean, once it starts, are you going to take it away? They claim it's going to be for 18 months. 18 months. But I guess it's as part of what they're calling it is an effort to advance equity for transgender people. I would like to say that I now am a resident of San Francisco and I'm trans. So I want to apply and I want to take the $1,200 a month. Please, that would be wonderful. I don't live in the transgender district over there with you people. That's just incredible to me. So good luck. Good luck. According to the notes, the program will prioritize enrollment of transgender, non-binary, gender non-conforming, and intersex people who are also Black, Indigenous, or people of color. Yeah, if you're BIPOC and trans, oh man, you are living large in San Francisco. If you're living with disabilities and chronic illnesses, youth and or the elderly, monolingual, they're covering all the bases. So if you can check as many boxes as you can, and you will be a part of the GIFT program in San Francisco. $1,200 a month for just being BIPOC, trans, and in a wheelchair, I guess. I don't know. I mean, good luck. Good luck. God bless. I hope you get all the money that you deserve. No, I do. I hope you get all the money you deserve. Stop looking at me like that. So, you know, we talked a little bit about the FTX scandal and it, you know, becoming a scam and a money laundering campaign. And we're not sure what's going to become of it. They filed for bankruptcy and once valued at $32 billion. And it went under in less than a week, right? I mean, billions in customer deposits gone. Hello, goodbye. We believe now that, you know, it was thanks to a disorganized balance sheet stored in an Excel file. What? He just had a disorganized file of an Excel sheet in his Bahamas condo with all his babes. I'm sure we'll see it in the sex tape that's supposed to be released. That's supposed to be released today, right? Sam Brinkman-Free is supposed to have, they were supposed to release some big sex tape with all his women that were living in the Bahamas promoting FTX. Now, the one thing that bugs me about this story now, and to put the money laundering aside and this is a scam aside, and he's got all the people that were doing commercials for him and they are all, you know, now implicated in this. But if you wanted to say, hey, we believe that this was a scam and we need to get to the bottom of this, we need to install a CEO that's going to bring some gravitas to FTX and let people know that we're going to find out what happened in this unprecedented corporate negligent and mismanagement. We're going to find out what happened. Who would you put in charge? I mean, you want a business guy, right? Let's put John Ray in charge. And you say, John Ray, who is he? Oh, he oversaw the liquidation of Enron. Oh, okay, yeah. Let's put a guy that was with Enron in charge of FTX. What could go wrong? Nothing at all. And Elon continues to burn Twitter down to the ground. You know he's going to burn it down, right? You know that. He's going to burn it to the ground. That's the plan. Burn it down and maybe build it back up. Or maybe just, what are we going to do if Twitter just shuts off? I don't know. I don't know. But until then, @JeffyJFR, blue check mark, me. Go ahead and tweet me. You follow me. Let's make it happen. But if he just shuts it down, I mean, he's bringing people back. There's reports that he's begging people not to leave. They say that he gave them the ultimatum that they've got to work hard or be gone. Yesterday was the deadline, and so I guess a bunch of people took him up on the offer. Okay. And now they claim that he's saying, oh, well, I don't want you people to go, which is very possible, I guess. Now there's a letter from SpaceX employees that were criticizing Elon about his behavior. Yeah, they're fired. How about you shut up, okay? Oh, free speech! Well, you do have free speech. You do have free speech. That doesn't mean you're free from consequences of your speech. You can say whatever the hell you want, but that doesn't mean you get to just walk away and it's okay. Not every time. Sorry. Sorry about it. You're criticizing your boss. Perhaps your boss is unhappy about that. It's okay for you to say that. It's also okay for your boss to go, you no longer work here. Have a nice day. At least it used to be. We'll see if that holds true anymore. All right, let's go to the break room. I actually do have a Coca-Cola Zero Sugar here to drink that I need desperately. Fortunately, though, I will say this Coca-Cola Zero Sugar did not come out of a container. A Christmas container, so it really is Coca-Cola Zero. Anyway, you can email the show at any time. That's how the internet works. At chewingthefat@theblaze.com. Chewingthefat@theblaze.com. And I got an email from, I'll just say I got an email, okay? I won't tell you the person's name because I can't really make it out. It's got a number in it. Apparently there's 1515, so there's 1,115. No. 1,515 more people that have this same name on Gmail. I mean, maybe you come up with something. I don't know. I'm sorry. It might be a special date. 1515 is a date, Jeff? Yeah, it could be. I don't know. Anyway, I got an email from 1515. You know what? That's the email address. And it comes up. It's actually a great idea. And I want to thank them for it, okay? The comment about Fat Bear Week that they have out of Katmai National Park every year. And we talk about it every year. They have the brackets and everything. Well, 1515 says, hey, how about we have Fat Squirrel Week? Because this time of year up in Ann Arbor, Michigan, they have the chunky fat squirrels. And they just did a segment on it during the football game up there in Ann Arbor not long ago about the Ann Arbor fat squirrels. So maybe we start, and the problem is that I don't live in Ann Arbor. I technically never lived in Ann Arbor, but it's the home of the University of Michigan. I've been to the city multiple times. I know the city. We need somebody in Ann Arbor, and we need to have them create Fat Squirrel Week. And then we just start following squirrels. And we start naming squirrels and do it. I kind of like it. It's a good idea. ChewingTheFat@TheBlaze.com. And, maybe we start, next year with Fat Squirrel Week. I'm sure somebody's following these fat squirrels. So whoever is, I'm sure they're listening to Chewing the Fat. And you're welcome for the idea from me and 1515. And then 1515 throws out the little P.S., they're also having a fantastic football season. Not that you've been supportive or anything. Hello, I'm a fan of the University of Michigan. I was born and raised maize and blue. I used to listen to Bob Ufer on the radio. I was forced to. Hello, these Michigan men are lining up and spinning out sidewalk for these offensive linemen. I love Bob Ufer. This old man better sit down before he has another heart attack. I love Bob Ufer, the University of Michigan. I have friends that went to the University of Michigan. My father has a business degree from the University of Michigan. I'm a fan. Maize and blue, baby. Hail to the victors valiant. Hail to the... I can do it for you. I'm there. I've been a part of the 110,000 screaming fans at the big house. I've been there, baby. So I'm a fan. All right? Back off me. All right, I was born to hate Ohio. That's why I say Ohio is the worst state in the union. I was born to hate Ohio. That's part of my bringing up. Anyway, just get off me. All right, I'm a fan. We'll see how they do. Okay, if Harbaugh, you want to talk some football? Let's talk some football. All right, Ohio State and Michigan will be playing here in a couple of weeks. They'll probably both be undefeated. They'll both be in the top four of the college football playoffs. One of them has got to lose. If Harbaugh can't beat Ohio State, I believe this game is in Ohio State too. Ooh, going down to that god-awful U. The Buckeye State. If Harbaugh can't get a win this year, I don't think you should get rid of him. I mean, the guy has done a pretty good job for the University of Michigan's football team, but don't start telling me what a great thing it is, because he's got to at least get to a championship game. He's not going to beat the SEC team. Ohio State or Michigan. Not going to beat Georgia. Just letting you know. Not going to happen. Okay? TCU, I love you. Want to talk some college football? TCU, number four. After whoever wins out of Ohio State and Michigan, TCU jumps up. They'll be three. And then now who do you move into number four? Who do you move in? I mean, that's a tough call. They can call me, though. I know they usually meet here in Grapevine. The committee meets in Grapevine for their ranking. So call me or just stop by. I'm up the road a little ways. And then we can talk. I'll help you out. I'm here for you. No problem. I can continue on some college football if you'd like. No problem. I got no problem talking about college football. I got no problem talking about the NFL either. I mean, I'm a fan. I know. Don't look at me like that. I'm a fan. I see where they are now looking at France and Spain having games for NFL teams. We just had the Munich this past weekend, where the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Seattle Mariners, by the way. Or the Mariners beat the Seahawks. Mariners is baseball. I was thinking about Aaron Judge. Anyway, we'll get to him later in the game. And they've played in London a few times. So, they are really, look, we are close to the NFL starting a European division, right? And how do you do it? If you're the NFL, are you going to draft and make draft players that are drafted from the United States go play in Europe? I mean, I don't know. That's a tough call. Plus, the travel. You know, they were talking about building the new supersonic plane that would speed up the travel time between the U.S. and Europe. I don't know if they are, but they should. The NFL should be investing in that. They should be pumping money into that development so that those planes are used by the NFL for travel, to boost up the travel. Because that travel time distance just kills teams. But we'll see what happens as far as... And do you come up with separate... Or you just come up with football in Europe with European players, call it the NFL Europe or Europe NFL, and then at the end of the seasons, you end up having an actual Super Bowl, right? And you have the winner of the European leagues and the United States leagues play each other. Ah. So, you know, I don't know. It's really tough. But Roger Goodell, I'm sure is working on it. If not, Raj, join the fat at theblaze.com. Call me. Stop by. I'm willing to talk. You know, I'll talk you through it. No problem. Happy to do it for you. Did you see where... All right, a couple more NFL stories. Buffalo playing a football game this weekend in Buffalo against Cleveland, I think, right? And is it Cleveland? I think it is Cleveland, yeah. Cleveland was coming into Buffalo. And apparently there's going to be snow. So we can't have that. We can't have snow on the ground. It's actually going to be this huge winter storm. I get it. Thunder snowstorm, snow thunder. And they're supposed to have 2 to 10 feet of snow. And so travel, it's impacted travel, and it probably would be very difficult for the fans to get to the stadium and for the team to come in and all that kind of stuff. I got it. So they're moving the game to Detroit. And they're going to play at Detroit. Now, the thing about Detroit is a domed stadium. I think they're a retractable roof, but for sure they're a domed stadium. It is, and I have said for years, there it makes no sense to me that the NFL allows to have new stadiums built and they not be dome stadiums. Just stupid. And they're talking about doing that in Buffalo. They're talking about doing that in Buffalo. They're talking about doing that in Chicago. They've got new stadium deals that they're working on with these different municipalities, and they're not domed. That should be illegal. There should be a law across the country, an NFL law. You build a stadium, got to be a dome, period. It has to be. The games are way too important. They should not be affected by Snowmageddon. Sorry, just shouldn't happen. Sorry. But if you were looking forward to, I don't know, traveling to Buffalo this weekend, right, go ahead and cancel because there's nothing going on, okay? And I see, all right, anyway, well, you know what? One more NFL story. Last night, Thursday night's NFL on Prime Video, where the Tennessee Titans went into Lambeau Field. And Aaron Rodgers looked not good. In fact, the entire Green Bay Packers did not look good, and they lost to the Tennessee Titans. And, you know, good for Tennessee and doing good. In fact, I believe they're on my board here that we do for Packery Unleashed as a team that I think I've got them plus on that. So I'm all for Tennessee winning. But they won, and they went home and partied. And then apparently their offensive coordinator, Todd Downing, got a little drunk. And he was pulled over. Over there in Williamson County. You know where that is out there, just outside, you know, Williamson County. Yeah, I mean, it's not Nashville, okay? So he wasn't back home. I mean, I'm sure the guy, that's where the guy lives, right, in Williamson County. A Tennessee Highway Patrol trooper pulled him over around 2:30 a.m. Now, normally you would say, you know, nothing good happens after 2 a.m. But, and that's usually, that proves true here, but he's coming home from Green Bay. So was he drunk from the flight? I mean, I don't know where the Titans fly in and out of. But I mean, the game had to have been over by 10. I mean, he probably was. They're probably drunk from the flight. I thought the NFL frowned upon that. I don't think they're supposed to be drinking on the plane. So anyway, apparently he showed signs of impairment and placed him under arrest, and he was booked into the Williamson County Jail and released a few hours later. Now, a couple things. So if he was driving back from the flight going home, that's an issue with the NFL, because I thought they weren't supposed to be drinking on those planes. I thought that was the deal. So, and one of the reasons that they don't want players and coaches to drink on those planes is because they don't want them drunk leaving the airport where they fly home from. This exact issue. And then I thought, okay, so let's say he did make it home. The game ended early. They were home. He's been home for a couple hours. He stopped off at the old Williamson County Bar and Grill just to say hi to some friends, and got drunk. And then drove home. I mean, maybe, I know everybody that gets drunk thinks, I'm fine. I'm fine. Got me the keys. I got to get out of here. I'm fine. But, I mean, Todd, what are you doing, bro? You got Uber. You got Lyft. I mean, the NFL has a deal with Lyft. NFL, I'm sure, years ago they came up with a plan where players and coaches could call for a ride wherever they're at, no questions asked, to say, I mean, why? That's my question, Todd. Why? And his answer will be, well, I was impaired and I made some bad judgments and that's what I did, and I'm sorry, and I'm going to pay for it, and I'm sorry. And the comment from the head coach will be, it's an internal investigation. Todd knows what he did, and we'll be fine. We've got a game to think about next week. Move on. And that's where you're going to be. All right. He'll still work. He'll just ride his bike in every day. I guarantee he won't be living in Williamson County. There'll be an apartment right next to the stadium. Where is the stadium in Williamson County? The stadium's in Nashville, right? Yeah, the stadium is in Nashville, so that's not Williamson County. And so he'll be living in Nashville. He'll be moving. You can count on that. There'll be no doubt about that. Anyway, good luck, Todd. Get yourself straightened out, bro. All right, who died today? Who died today? Robert Clary. You remember Robert Clary, the French actor, singer, Corporal LeBeau from the World War II sitcom Hogan's Heroes. Yeah, now you remember him. That's what I thought. He has died at the age of 96. What an amazing life this guy had. All right, so he was mentored by entertainer Eddie Cantor and married one of his five daughters. So he was like, Eddie, let me take her. All right, I'll take care of a little business with your daughter, no problem. Then you can mentor me, make me some money, make some cash. So he was, six seasons of Hogan's Heroes, and everybody remembers Robert Crane and, what's-his-face as a sergeant. I know nothing. Clink. It was a stupid TV show. However, what's really cool about this is that he was actually in a concentration camp. So he was doing a show about a German, being in a German gulag, which he said that he had to constantly remind people. Hogan's Heroes was about prisoners of war in a stalag, not a concentration camp. And I don't want to diminish what soldiers went through during their internments, but it was like night and day from what people endured in the concentration camps. There you have it. He also said that, his parents died in a concentration camp. You know what kept him alive? Is he performed for SS soldiers. He said, I sang with an accordionist every Sunday to an audience of SS soldiers. And singing, entertaining, and being in good health, that's why I survived. He was incarcerated for 31 months. Worked in a factory making 4,000 wooden shoe heels each day. He had the tattoo, the identification number, on his left forearm. And he was the only one of his captured family to make it out alive. Just incredible. And he chose not to talk about it for almost 40 years. And he said that I had to come out and talk about it because there are those who are attempting to deny the Holocaust. And my suffering and the suffering of millions of others have forced me to speak out. Just an incredible life. Anyway, Robert Clary, the French actor, singer, and co-star, the last surviving member of the original Hogan's Heroes cast, dead at the age of 96. One more who died today out of Tampa Bay. This happened at the port of Tampa Bay. We have an unnamed man. So I don't know how old he was. I don't even know if it was a man. It was a construction worker. Okay, I don't want to judge. But a construction worker at the port of Tampa has been pronounced dead because, was crushed by 3,000 pounds of lumber. So apparently they're at the port and they're offloading lumber, and the first bundle falls and clips him. All right, so he's like, oh God, he gives a fall. Then the second bundle falls on top of him, and I couldn't. So anyway, unknown, unnamed construction worker, unpronounced, I don't know what sex you are, person in Tampa Bay at the port of Tampa, dead. Rest in peace. It happens a lot. We've got people, there was a story, I don't know, a few months ago from a guy in Michigan. They got crushed by lumber. This is insane. And I was thinking, what made me think of, why I was telling you this story was to tell you about a friend of mine, Joe LaRose, who is dead now. That's what he's got to be under, who died today's segment. And he died from a pallet full of Nutty Buddies. Okay. So we've all worked. I mean, I worked in a grocery business for a number of years, and you unload pallets all the time. And their pallets loaded up, and they sometimes they start to lean one direction or the other. And you just push back up against them when they start to lean so it balances them back out. You do it without thinking. It's just what you do. Should you do that? No. Is that if they were to train you, you know, training with the pallets would be, if it starts to fall like that, let it fall. But as a stupid, you know, worker, you're pulling the pallet and it starts to lean, you're going to push it back. So you can keep going. That thing falls. You got work to do. More work to do. Well, Joe, my friend, was doing that with a pallet of Nutty Buddies, and it didn't stop. And so he was crushed by these Nutty... I know, it's not funny. Stop laughing. It's not funny. Rest in peace, Joe. All right, let's do the Chewing the Fat Five for you right today. Okay, the Fat Five. A lot of sports today on the program. I know, it's Friday. I just want to, actually, I could just do the whole show on football, so you're welcome, all right? For those of you that hate football, you're welcome, because I could do it. But in today's Fat Five, let me tell you that Novak Djokovic, the tennis star, was granted visa to compete in the Australian Open in January. Remember the big deal about him being deported last year, right on the eve of the tournament, because he wasn't vaccinated. But it's okay now. It's okay now. All is forgiven. Is it? But it is. It is. We're supposed to be nice about it now. Congratulations to Justin Verlander and Sandy Alcantara, winners of the American League and the National League Cy Young Awards for Major League Baseball. Verlander's won it three times now. Good for him, man. He's coming off Tommy John surgery. If you want to talk some sports, I'm here for you. All right. No problem. Don't worry about it. Let's stick with it. Let's stick with it, all right? We're congratulating Major League Baseball players. Aaron Judge wins the Major League American League MVP, you think. And St. Louis Cardinals first baseman Paul Goldschmidt wins the National League MVP. And we're getting news now that it looks like the Yankees and the Mets are conspiring to hold down Judge's price for his new contract because he's a free agent. So they're working together, colluding to not bid on Aaron Judge so that it brings down his worth. Aaron, get every last dime. That is agonizing. Doesn't surprise me, but it is agonizing. And a WNBA star, Brittany Griner, has been moved to a penal colony 300 miles southeast of Moscow to serve her 9-year prison sentence. I mean, it's embarrassing that she is still in jail in Russia. And it does, to me, personally, it shows the ineptitude of this administration. I can't. It drives me insane. She's got no business. I know. She had hashish in her vape machine. I got it. But just drives me insane. More in the Fat Five. Ticketmaster has now canceled the general public tickets to Taylor Swift's tour. Yeah, we got so many people buying them. And they're just, you know what? They're sold out. We're not going to sell them anymore. You want to go? I don't know what you do. Get them on the black market. Show up. Write a sob letter to... Right, you know, that's what you need to do, is if you need tickets and you didn't get them, write a sob letter to Taylor, post a TikTok or an Instagram with and tag Taylor in it, have your little baby with you crying in Taylor Swift song mode, and beg her, we really wanted to meet you, but no matter what, we'll still be Swifties. And you'll get tickets. She'll be nice and she'll make a video showing up at your place to give you tickets. So you can count on that. You can count on that happening. No problem. How many is that? Is that Fat Five? One, two, three, four, five. That's today's Fat Five. We're out. I mean, that Ticketmaster thing is going to be amazing because, you know, we got everybody all wound up about Ticketmaster and how they are, you know, a monopoly, and they're going to be looked at for antitrust allegations. I mean, I don't know. I don't want monster companies either taking over the world. But I mean, it's not Ticketmaster's fault that Taylor Swift, one performer. Oh, there's been some other problems too with the dynamic pricing issues. Remember Bruce Springsteen? I do. And nobody cared because it was Bruce Springsteen. Okay. Nobody cared because it was him. And so now we've got, people in Washington, D.C. involved. I guess AOC couldn't get her Taylor Swift tickets either. So now she wants to break them up. I guess the Tennessee Attorney General, when he's done beating up on the NFL, the Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator for drunk driving, he's going to go after Ticketmaster. I guess maybe his daughter couldn't get tickets. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, we're going to have, when we're in the world we're in now, that's going to be an issue when you have so many people. Like, no, I don't want to use that example. I just edited myself. I know. What am I doing? Oh, we gotta, never mind. Let's just get to the game show and move on. All right. I hope that everything works out fine for Ticketmaster and Taylor Swift. I'm sure she'll be fine. Well, it's Friday. That means it's time for what's being called America's favorite game show, What's the Lie? What's the Lie? Where contestants try to decipher the lie from our four, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4 headlines. One of them is not true. That's where we get What's the Lie. Welcome to our contestant today, Joseph Rhodes. Joseph, welcome to What's the Lie. How are you?
Oh, hi, Jeffy. I'm excited to be on What's the Lie.
So where are you participating from, Joseph?
Oh, right now I'm in snowy Colorado, sitting in my garbage truck.
Well, I mean, you're inside the cab, right? You're not actually inside the garbage container?
Yeah, no, I'm in the cab.
Do you have to sweep those out? Do you ever have to clean them out or anything? Hose them off at the end of the day, or does that get done?
Oh, yeah, every day, yeah.
Really?
You wouldn't want to be in this. You wouldn't want to be in this if it was if it had a week's worth of trash sitting in the back, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we keep it clean.
Oh, no, I would not want to do that. I would be puking my brains out. I do not want that. So do you have the arms off to the side, or do you have people riding on the back?
I've got the arms off on the side.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's world class right there. That's world class right there. Do you ever get out and investigate? Like, do you have the camera that watches the trash fall in and something falls in and you think, hey, I think that was a body?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have you found a body?
What people throw away. Well, like pigs and goats and car parts.
Oh, yeah. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, I've gotten good stuff like video games and stuff like that.
Nice.
It's all kinds of stuff, yeah.
Nice. That's good living right there. You get a video game with only just a little bit of cucumber juice on it. You're good. You are good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
If you can pop it in the thing and it still works, it's a win.
You can quote me on that. I mean you. If you can pop it in the thing and it still works, yeah, that's a good day. All right, Joseph, are you ready to play What's the Lie?
I am.
All right, so you got four headlines, one not real. All right, first headline. Rats have capacity for rhythm and can keep time to Mozart works. That's what a new study reveals. Chinese chain-smoking marathon runner completes 26 miles in less than 3.5 hours. Headline number three, Nora Ephron's jacket auctioned off for $40,000 to a man who claimed he'd never read or seen any of her work. And headline number four, world record for longest beard chain broken in Wyoming. Rats have a capacity for rhythm and can keep time to Mozart works, new study reveals. Chinese chain-smoking marathon runner completes 26 miles in less than 3 hours and a half. Headline number three, Nora Ephron's jacket auctioned off for $40,000 to a man who claimed he'd never read or seen any of her work. Headline number four, world record for longest beard chain broken in Wyoming. So, Joseph, those are your four headlines. You have an opportunity to win a Talking Sense Jeffy Blue Freshie to hang in your garbage truck if you win the prize today. So, Joseph, what is the lie?
Oh, God, this is a tough one. I think it's the beard chain in Wyoming.
Oh, no. Oh, Joseph, I wanted you to have the Talking Sense Freshie. You can go to Talking Sense Facebook group to find the Freshie scent and design for you. And you were going to win
that would've been nice.
Yeah, I know, the Jeffy Blue Freshie. I mean, you can order one from the Talking Sense. But, hey, darn it, thanks for playing. Thanks for listening to What's the Lie. What's the Lie is a subsidiary of Chewing the Fat Enterprises. All information is probably accurate at the time of recording. CTF, WTL, MMXXII. So, I mean.
So, was this a rap in Mozart?
Oh.
Now let's see the little fish.
No. I mean, you only got two more to go if you want to try.
Well, then it must have been that jacket.
There you go. Congratulations. You figured it out after three whole tries.
Yeah, scored a 25% on that.
That is awesome. I mean, we're sad for you because I wanted you to win.
Uh-huh.
I wanted you to
win.
Well,
that Jeffy thing would be nice, but I'm still going to get that Denny's T-shirt. So.
Do not even push your luck to me on the Denny's T-shirt, bro. That is mine. I have already allotted humans to get that. I want one bad. I want one bad. Do you, when you're out doing your trips, do you pass by any Denny's?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got them around here.
Because I think...
a lot of Village Inns, though.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man, I was forced to go to Village Inns for a long time in my life. When my parents were alive, yeah, gotta have Village Inn.
Oh yeah, and then there's that free pie Wednesday.
Yep, you gotta have the free pies. You got the Village Inn breakfast. Gotta be there. Gotta be all part of Village Inn, man. I haven't been there in a long time. But Village Inn doesn't have the free breakfast shirt like Denny's.
I know.
That I want. That's
I guess
awesome.
They're hurting for money.
Well, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, Denny's must be rolling in it. So that's why they can splurge.
Right. That's exactly. Yeah. I think it's the other way around, if I were to guess, but that's just me. All right, I'll let you get back to work. Thank you, Joseph. I appreciate it, man.
Right.
Be safe out there.
Love the show, Jeff.
Be safe.
All right, bye.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.